right, let's move on just a little bit. Ralph, did you purchase the land prior to your meeting Marion, or together with her, or
how? Yes, I did that in 53, and Marion didn't come out until 56.
Well, let's catch you off a little bit now with Marion. How did it happen that you purchased the land that the Mountain Chalet sits on now?
Well, it's one of those things that you think starts out being bad and ends up being good. I had come out that year on a three-week vacation with a friend of mine from the East. We had driven out, and about halfway through that, I broke my ankle. And of course, prior to breaking my ankle, I just spent all my time skiing. So I didn't have too much to do, and we didn't want to leave early, so I just kind of wandered around town and had still had in my mind that I would like to have a ski lodge, and saw Jim Moore, who was the one and only real estate man in town at the time, and ended up buying the corner where the Mountain Chalet, the original part of the Mountain Chalet, is.
Would you say for the record where exactly where it's located?
It's right on the corner of Mill and Durant.
It would
be the southwest corner.
What you paid for it in those days?
Yes, I do. It was $2,000 that I paid for 60 by 100 feet at that time.
And was that a lot of money for land
that
in Aspen in those days?
That was a lot of money, because in the west end of town, you could still get some property for not much more than back taxes. And a lot of the land was selling very, very low. But I felt that the location was real important for having a ski lodge. And at that time, the lifts were in Little Nell and the number one lift, and I was halfway in between the two of those, and just about a little less than that distance from where the business part of the town and the restaurants, the Golden Horn and the Red Onion, were the main ones at that time.
Were there any restrictions in those days about where things could be built and what could be built and how close to the mountain and buildings on the mountain, et cetera?
The restrictions were, I guess, a little bit looser than now. I remember going to get my building permit, and I had a little sketch on a piece of 8.5 by 11 paper of what I wanted to do, and I went down to City Hall and talked to Ethel Frost, who was the city clerk at the time, and asked her for the building inspector's office. And that was just 40 years ago, because it was the end of July in 1954. And she sort of hemmed and hawed for a while and said, well, why don't you go see the town marshal? So I went to see him, and he sort of kind of looked around and thought, well, why don't I walk up with you there and we'll see, you know, where it is you want to build. And I had put stakes in the ground on the corner where I wanted to build, and we walked up, and he stood where the stakes were, and then he moved over a little bit toward the street, and he lined up the Opera House with the Hotel Jerome. And he said, well, it looks like you're on your own property, all right. He said, go ahead. And that's all there was to
it. Pretty casual.
No fees, no plans, no permits, no nothing.
Did you design the building yourself, the schematically, what you wanted it to look like?
No, when you look at it as it is now, I did the original part myself and built that. And then when we started adding on, I went to an architect in town, Bob Roy, who got to be a good friend of ours. And he helped me with planning the rest of the lodge and having it so it would tie in with the original part that I started with.
How would you describe the architecture of the original part?
Well, I would say it's Swiss-style architecture. I suppose it doesn't fit that well into Colorado, but I felt with the large overhangs and the way those Swiss buildings were designed, they were designed for areas that had a lot of snow, and I thought it would be real practical here.
So you actually built the lodge?
Yes. Yeah. I had been building houses in the East prior to coming out here, so I was familiar with the building business, although not all the different trades. But when I did the original part of the Mountain Chalet, then a fellow that came out with me from Boston and I did the whole thing, just the two of us.
You actually built it with your own hands?
Mixing the concrete by hand and laying all the blocks and doing all the electrical and plumbing and everything.